See, if the desires that occur in the mind, we can distract by remembering Krishna. But if the desires originate in the body, then how can we distract ourselves from those desires? Say, if hunger arises. See, we are not meant to deprive ourselves of bodily needs. Krishna says, yukta ahara viharasya. That, you know, there has to be regulated eating and other bodily needs satisfaction. In fact, Krishna says strongly that one who eats too little or one who eats too much, the person cannot be a yogi. Nati ashnatastu yogosti na chaikanta manashnataha. So, in that sense, hunger is not to be denied. It needs to, hunger is a bodily need that needs to be fulfilled. So basically, there's a difference between what you could say biological hunger and psychological hunger. So biological hunger is need. The body is a vehicle. It needs fuel. And it needs to be given. Now, psychological hunger is where we use food not to satisfy the body, but to gratify the mind. That means we use food for comfort, food for pleasure, food for relief. And then basically the difference between the two largely is psychological hunger is characterized by untimeliness and specificness. Let me say, if I have fueled my car and it's I have enough fuel to go to 100 miles. And then suddenly after 30 miles, the fuel meter starts saying, fuel is over. What does it mean? You know, then it means that fuel meter is not working properly. Isn't it? The fuel is there, but the fuel meter is not working properly. So say if I had taken one meal properly and this is supposed to go for 4-5 hours. But after 1-2 hours, suddenly I start feeling hungry. And I have not done anything which will actually trigger my hunger. Then basically that hunger, which is untimely, is psychological hunger. And secondly, when the hunger is specific. Now, we will be hungry for food. But if I am hungry for gulab jamun, then that specificness is usually coming from the mind. It is not coming from the body. Now again, this does not mean that we have to deprive the body. In the process of bhakti, there is a regulated fulfillment of the desires for food also. Sometimes, of course, when we have to do fasting, then we have to distract. So how do we distract at those times? At that time, basically, the body, when it pushes us towards something, its pushing goes through phases. That means, say if you consider hunger. No. So normally when we have to fast, at a particular time when we eat food, we start every morning we take breakfast and say we are fasting on a particular day. Then at that time the hunger starts tormenting us. But just as in a vehicle when it says the fuel is getting over, most vehicles have some reserve fuel within it. So like that the body has reserve energy. So when we fast, at that time, the reserve energy starts getting tapped. But before the reserve energy will get tapped, the body will torment us. Come on, eat. But if we just tolerate that phase, and again, the tolerance is best done through absorption. If you are busy in something, if you are absorbed in something, then we will be able to tolerate it much better. And then that phase goes off, then the body switches from the normal, body needs energy. Either it will seek energy through the normal intake of food, or it will seek it through the reserve that is there in the body, in the fat, in the other places. All bodies have reserve energy. So that phase when the body is shifting from the normal energy through food, through the reserve, that is the phase when we need to tolerate. If we tolerate, then we can resist that urge, resist hunger also. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.